following is a special presentation of Snake Dream Media.
Snakebit, this is Overlord. How do you copy, over?
Solid copy, Overlord. Go ahead.
Snakebit, stand by for traffic from SyncCom, over.
Roger that, Overlord. Standing by for traffic, over.
Snakebit, be advised, you are being retasked. Upon exfil of the chosen reservoir area, proceed to waypoint X-ray via Hilo. There you will rendezvous with Viper 3-1, who will brief you on your next stop. Countersign is 141. Repeat, countersign is 141. How copy, Snakebit?
Solid copy on all, Overlord. We are Oscar Mike, proceeding to waypoint X-ray to rendezvous with Viper 3-1. Countersign is 141. ETA 20 mics. Snakebit, out.
It's the FNG, sir.
What the hell kind of name is Soap?
Nikolai's in hell right now. We're gonna walk him out.
We take care of our friends.
Frequency freaks, I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is Urgent Frequency for the week of Sunday, January 10th, 2010. This week, Urgent Fury finally unveils the details regarding its first TACMAP tournament event of the 2010 season, as we spill the beans on Urgent Fury 141. We'll preview not one, but two highly anticipated games set to drop in January, encompassing no fewer than four platforms. As we take a final look at Mass Effect 2 for the Xbox 360 and the PC, as well as Army of Two, the 40th Day, for the Xbox 360, PS3, and PSP. Plus, we welcome our European friends, and we make some final preparations for our official interview with Brady Games. With more loaded weapons in the Washington Wizards locker room, this is Urgent Frequency.
Hey, this is John.
This is Shane.
This is AC, and you're listening to Urgent Frequency only on UrgentFury.com.
The brave men and women in our nation's armed forces made a commitment to protect us and our freedoms. Many will come home with missing limbs, severe burns, or traumatic brain injuries. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help and support these injured heroes through programs and services that help make their recoveries easier. Regardless of your position on the war, our injured veterans deserve our support. To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Urgent. Frequency.
All right, listen up. We got a lot to cover in very limited time. As you can see on the TAC map, after being defeated during Operation Chosen Few, several small enemy cells have regrouped at points northeast and just west of the previous AO. As we speak, we have operators inserted in Kazakhstan near Tian Shan, and throughout southeastern Russia, specifically near the Kamchatka Peninsula. As part of this joint operation, you'll all be deployed throughout 16 areas of operation in Afghanistan. It's important to note that each AO will be comprised of four territories. The four territories that make up each AO will include a front line, a trench, a bunker, and a base camp. The map modes for each territory are as follows. Front line will be domination. Trenches will be sabotage. Bunkers will be demolition. And base camp will be team deathmatch. Rules of engagement regarding attacks and how they can be made are as follows. The front line can attack the front line of any neighboring AO that touches the AO it resides in. A trench can attack the trench of a neighboring AO that touches the AO it resides in. It can also attack the front line of its own AO or a neighboring AO. A bunker can attack the front line and trench of its own AO or a neighboring AO in which their AO touches. However, it can only be attacked by its base camp or via a chopper attack. A base camp can only be attacked within its own AO. You must control the front line, trench, and bunker of the AO to attack the base camp. Earning a chopper attack. You can earn a chopper attack in one of two ways. One, you own two fortified AOs. Two, you have a current win streak of 8 wars at the time of the war meeting. And finally, regarding sweep bonuses. Sweep bonus will be awarded when a clan reaches the listed parameters. You may earn up to 2 bonuses a week, and you cannot bank them. Domination. A sweep bonus is achieved if the losing team does not score more than 100 points. Sabotage or demolition. A sweep bonus is achieved if the losing team does not win a single round. Team deathmatch. A sweep is achieved if the losing team does not score a single kill. Remember that a sweep bonus can only be earned on an actual war that you've played. Forfeits do not count towards sweep bonuses. At the time of the war meeting, you must declare if you are using a sweep bonus for that week. There are 3 sweep bonus options you may choose from. First, immunity from 1 attack for that week. Second, attack any base camp owned by the team that you swept. And third, carry your map settings with you, meaning you can choose to use any map settings from a territory that you own when you attack. And while you're not required to notify the defending team of specific parameters, specifically map and game mode, you must declare that you are using the sweep bonus option when you launch an attack. When a sweep bonus is earned, it must be posted in the war report. There you go. That should do it. Stand by for further orders. Dismissed. The fate of the free world is now in your hands. Remember, you can change the world with one good lie and a river of blood.
Flashback.
Serving Chicago's greater metropolitan area, you're listening to AM 620 WAPC, Windy City Public Radio.
Welcome to Goth Talk. I'm Undertow. I'm the Prince of Sorrow. Welcome to the show that explores the moody depths of the goth lifestyle here in the greater metropolitan area. So surrender yourself to the darkest desires here in Undertow's very spooky two-car garage. I would have been in the den, but my grandma's staying for the weekend and she's sleeping there. You have chosen to join us for a very special installment of Goth Talk, the night that the entire world peeks into the dark, dark crevices of their own evil, and I don't get beat up in the mall parking lot. What the hell is going on here? Get this crap the hell out of my garage, Joseph!
But dude, I gotta park my sweet Grand Cherokee.
You can't park in here! This is my sinister tomb of dark madness!
Oh man, whatever. Hey, just don't forget, it's your turn to put Vicks Vapor Rub on Grandma's chest, Jay.
My name's not Jay! It's Undertow, damn it! Anyway, Now would be a good time to thank our sponsors. Goth Talk is brought to you by The Gloom Room, the place for all your goth needs. It's an orgy of the macabre. Right next to the Pizza Hut on Waveland Avenue. Join us next time as we welcome the lead singer of one of Chicago's greatest goth bands, Satan's Answering Machine. His name is Baron Nocturna. He's a spectral vision of pure malevolence, and he works with me at Kinko's.
Yay, I need my vapor rub.
Grandma, how many times have I told you? My name's not Jay. It's Undy. Yeah, never mind.
Commander Fury.
Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
Commander Fury.
BioWare's Mass Effect 2 from Electronic Arts. Most of the talking heads in the gaming industry just can't decide what they know about this highly anticipated sequel. Is it a space shooter? Is it a first-person shooter? Is it a role-playing game? I don't know. Maybe it's a little of each. While the debate rages on, the gang at BioWare is sure about one thing. The decisions you make in Mass Effect 2 really matter.
Well, we said we'd answer the big questions at E3, and so we can tell you that in Mass Effect 2, you are going to play as Commander Shepard.
Shepard!
Distress Beacon is ready for launch.
Humans are disappearing from all over the galaxy, and entire colonies are just disappearing. Now, they say it's going to be a suicide mission, but as Commander Shepard, you're going to prove them wrong.
Surviving the suicide mission depends on the decisions you make throughout the entire game and when you get there.
The characters in Mass Effect 2 are probably the most differentiated characters that we've ever done.
The squad mates are the focus of the game.
The mission we showed at E3 is kind of an example of how, as Commander Shepard, you're going to go out and find these most dangerous individuals.
So, this assassin, you planning to stop him?
I'm just here to make sure he survives.
The character we're looking for in the E3 demo is called Thane.
This is a character who lives in the shadows, he moves in the shadows, and when he comes out of the shadows, we wanted that to be a great reveal.
He is the most dangerous assassin in the galaxy.
He's not the type of assassin who's going to kill someone with a sniper rifle a mile away. He needs to be there, and he needs to look them in the eye.
I was curious to see how far you'd go and find me. Well, here I am.
So you need to make your decisions carefully, build a great team, and make sure they have your back, because really anything can happen. Combat in Mass Effect 2 is a lot more physics-oriented.
Impacts, people getting hit, you'll be able to see the characters actually move and get thrown back, they're on fire, they look like they're patting themselves out.
But we added a new biotic power called Pull. You lift them up and you see them blowing across the level or bouncing around. You know, he flies over your shoulder, rams into a wall, splatters.
Now you're able to give specific commands to your squad members in real time.
They don't force you into cover anymore, but going into cover, huge advantage in the game. You're going to get killed a lot less using cover.
You're going to have a heavy weapon that you can choose from a larger group.
Heavy weapons are special in the sense that they're not unlimited. Blow the hell out of everything. Your fantasy toolkit of destruction.
In Mass Effect 2, we actually have a complete interrupt system. So now, in addition to having a fully real-time conversation,
I've got nothing more to say to you.
You can decide that enough is enough. It's time for action.
How about goodbye?
Space exploration is an important part of a definitive science fiction experience.
Instead of instantaneously traveling from planet to planet, you burn fuel.
You go deeper into space.
You're trying to figure out, well, where should I go? Where shouldn't I go?
When you arrive at a planet that you want to land on or learn about,
you get to scan the planet, revolve it. It's almost like a planet toy.
And you kind of tease open a really cool location for you to land at. Locations themselves are so much richer. They're really based on the idea of a singular, epic science fiction moment that you can't get anywhere else in the Mass Effect experience. The brutal scene that we showed in the demo for Mass Effect 2 is the Normandy being destroyed.
It's getting chased down by a ship.
The Normandy is clearly outgunned. This ship just had to come down on the Normandy like the hand of God.
You see Commander Shepard dying. Your actions really do matter. One of the endings, although what we're showing in the demo is not one of the endings, one of the complete endings to Mass Effect 2 has Commander Shepard dying permanently.
Mass Effect 2 Mass Effect 2 from BioWare and Electronic Arts for the Xbox 360 and PC drops January 26th in North America and January 29th in Europe.
Urgent frequency.
Eepa, what could that be?
I believe it's the sound the Green Lantern made when Sinestro threw him into a vat of acid. Eepa!
Lantern Fury?
Army of Two, the 40th day, is obviously the sequel to Army of Two, surprise, surprise. And one of the exciting things for the team, I think, is to be able to take a game that was successful and had some great ideas and innovated in a lot of areas and really trying to fix all the problems with the first one and really focus it and make a game that's really competitive with the top tier of shooters. I think the two big ideas are, one is that it's inherently co-op. There's no escaping the co-op in Army of Two. Lots of other games have, a co-op mode or a co-op option. In our game, you're either playing with your buddy on the couch or you're playing with a partner AI. There's no, that's the core focus of the game. And the second one is, we want to put you in an unusual scenario. We don't want it to be in the space shooter bracket. We don't want it to be in the sort of real world shooter bracket. We want it to be this sort of exaggerated realism in the middle. And what we've done with that is to kind of put you in a disaster movie. It's based on an idea we're calling the 40th Day Initiative, which is this sort of disaster that befalls Shanghai, where the game is set, is a mystery, and it's something that you can uncover in the game or choose not to uncover. And what you do know from the start, though, is that the events that are occurring are part of something called the 40th Day Initiative. A big focus for us, too, is making not just the world believable, but the characters believable. And in the first game, because the masks were always down and these masks became massively iconic, I think that's very powerful. But we also wanted to create characters where, they can actually flip the mask up outside of combat and be believable people in the environment. So, if we want to do cutscenes or interactions with other characters, they're not talking to sort of like a transformer, they're talking to a human being. So it lets us go between two kind of extremes, which is, the human version and then the kind of faceless killing machine version, which I think is fun and keeps that sort of iconic flavor. One of the big keywords for us, too, is choice. So we're going to allow you to be less nice and allow you to be nicer. A lot of the dialogue is going to be keyed on actions. So things that you've done in the past will key future dialogue. So the choice will be in what you do. Like, we showed a lot of the hostage scenarios. So you come across hostages in the scene and you can decide to kill them. And then later on, your guys will comment on that. And we're going to assume that if you're the sort of person who goes around killing hostages, then you're not exactly the nicest of characters. So we might give you a bit of more of a darker tone to your dialogue and vice versa. If you go around always looking after people and saving people, then you're going to be a little bit nicer. But also, I think we're pushing most of you're keeping the humor, obviously. That's a trademark of the franchise, but we're trying to sort of raise the tone of the humor as well. So it'll be black humor and gallows humor more than it's sort of, toilet humor. We've got this feature we're calling the Co-op Playbook, and it's basically the ability to bring up a little window into the world that will give you extra information. So the first game had the GPS line, which showed you the path to your next objective, and so that's coming back. We're also adding the ability to query enemies so that, say, casual players who may not be aware of all the more advanced moves like Mock Surrender or Hostage Hold or, Co-op Snipe can sort of query characters in pre-combat, and it will give them advice, on what they could do in that situation. So it won't make you do it, obviously, but it allows you to sort of find out what your different choices in the environment are. And the last little part of that is it also lets you communicate with your partner. So you could, for instance, bring up your co-op playbook and through the GPS window tag an enemy in the world. And if your partner also brings up that window, they can see the information that you marked in the world. So you can communicate characters that you want to, that you want to shoot, or people that you want to save, or even just incidental objects that you say, go to that point, or, I'll meet you at that point. Army of Two, the 40th Day, it's coming out for Xbox 360, PS3, and PSP. We've got a lot more big features we want to talk about, and we're just trying to make it as good as we can right now.
Army of Two, the 40th Day from Electronic Arts for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and the PSP ships on January 12, 2010 in North America and January 8, 2010 in Europe. Speaking of which, we'd like to welcome our European comrades to Urgent Fury. Please make yourselves at home. We might even have a little something special in the works for you guys in the not-so-distant future. So again, welcome and hoo-yah. Also, don't forget, we are set to have our exclusive interview with Brady Games in our next transmission. Be sure to listen, and don't forget, if I use your question for the interview, you'll walk away with a free gift courtesy of Urgent Fury and Brady Games. It may very well be the only podcast it pays to listen to. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings, and right here at the studio by Patrick Gross. Special thanks to GameTrailers.com, Infinity Ward, and of course, Brady Games. I'm Commander Fury. Till next time, you know the drill. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah!